This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We'll begin by going through the Makor and the Gemara, where the Gemara speaks about this halacha of Dina de Malchus of Dina. And we'll try to explain the what and the why of Dina de Malchus of Dina. And then we could see how in a modern day, in our day, lives, how it applies. So let's begin by Pashat translation. Dina, the Malchus Dina, the law of the land. It's a simple translation. Law of the land is law. Where is the Shaila? What's called Dina and what's called Malchusa? Now it becomes complicated. Halacha seems pretty simple. Dina, the Malchus Dina. Got to follow the laws of the land. What's called laws? And which Malchusa, what's called a Malchus, a government included, what's Malchus? Malchus is simply a king, a Malchus. What's included in Malchusa? So the truth is, Dina the Malchusa, Dina is Shmuel's halacha. So remember, it's not all over Shas. Whenever you're going to hear the word Dina Malchusa, Dina, remember you'll see Amar Shmuel, V'ha Amar Shmuel. It's Shmuel who said, Dina de Malchus Dina. Interesting. Before Shmuel, what did they say? What do you mean? Va'omar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Dina de Malchus Dina. What does that mean? Well, Shmuel invented Dina de Malchus Dina. It's an interesting ha'ara. And as the shir progresses, we'll maybe understand better why it's Shmuel's invention. Let me give you a little hint. We don't know what the Makar of Dina de Malchus Dina is, and if there is one. In the Gemara, you're not going to find not the Makar and not the reason why Dina de Malchus Dina, which is going to lead the way to have a very fierce machlaikis, many Rishonim, the where it comes from and the why. And of course, that's going to be the nafkaminis in halacha, if you understand the where it comes, what's the makar, and the why, it's going to have a lot of nafkamina, but in pshatov of the Gemara, as we begin, v'ha'omar Shmuel, it's Shmuel. Shmuel is the mechadish of Dina, the Malchus Dina. So you're going to find it in four places. When you look at the Gemara right away on the side, the Gilyan is going to send you to four makaris of Dina de Malchus, Dina the Amar Shmuel. So let's begin with Gittin. The Mishnah says, Kol ashtarais ha'aylim barkayis shal'ayve keichavim afalpi shechismehem ayvde keichavim ksherim. Documents that are goyish, a goyish document, right? The halacha is, it's a kosher document. And even if it's not signed by Yidden, it's binding according to Yiddish halacha. The Gemara says, "Kapasik v'tani, loishna mecha, loishna matana." It's mashma. All documents are kosher, whether it's a mecha, a sale, a deed of sale, and whether it's a proof. Some a lot of times you have a shtar; it's just to prove something. It seems in the Mishnah, Leishna, says the Gemara, but why? Bishloi Mishtar Raya. All right, it's you have a leaf paper and it's signed by people, it's a Raya. But if it's to make a Mecher, says the Gemara, Mecher means this itself is the binding force behind the Mechira, but it's not a real star. We know there's a Sugya called Star Mechira. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. Kapasi v'tani leishna mecha leishna matana. Bishleim mecha mechiyav zuzi kamayu hu dekana, because we don't need the shtar. Because the money itself is binding. But says the Gemara, ha dekana v'shtar raya ba'almuhu. Di lav yoiv zuzi kamayu lav emeir nafshayu v'kazmi leishtar. Elo matana. What about matana? Says the Gemara. B'mai kokani la b'haystar of ashtar achas b'alma. It's not a real star in halacha. It's not a star that has kinyani koyach al pi the Torah. We know there's a star in the Torah. On this, the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Dina Malchusa Dina, since it is binding in the legal courts, and Mela we have Dina de Malchusa Dina. So this is the first place where we find Dina de Malchusa Dina. Okay? Now, what is this Dina de Malchusa Dina? That's that the judicial, the legal, the courts, they're kayach, they have the strength to make law. So therefore, if it's a legal document, it's accepted in halacha in the Torah. Dina, the Malchusa Dina. I see you working on every word I'm saying to... That's it. Oh, that's an old kasha. Well, you know, I know the sugya. So the question is where it comes from, then we'll know if it's deraisa derabanan. But before we get there, what is it? What is Dina Malchusa Dina? And the answer is court. When the courts accept a legal document, it's accepted in halacha. That's what we have over here. See, it's not only a shtaraya, but even a shtar matana that actually makes the kinyan. It's not that complicated. See, everybody's trying. I'm not saying anything that deep. It's a very simple thing. Mr. Haloya?
Yep.
Good. Bring me your papers. And anything I sign that your government law, it's a legal document. It works. The legal, the jurisdiction. Okay. The Gemara in the Nedarim is the famous one and the most, so to speak, controversial. The Gemara in the Nedarim, Chaches Amud Aleph, speaks about taxes. And the Gemara says, are you allowed to evade taxes? Are you allowed to make a neder to promise that you did pay or you don't have to pay your taxes? Says the Gemara, Chazal said, you're allowed to make such a neder. It doesn't make a difference if you're trying to evade the taxes. It's called Nidrei Einsim. And you can evade the taxes. Says the Gemara, evading taxes? Dina, the Malchusa Dina. That you're not allowed to evade taxes because of Dina, the Malchusa Dina. So that's tax. Legal documents. That's all we have so far. The Gemara Baba Kama speaks about confiscation of property. You know, they make bridges and they make all types of roads.
Eminent domain.
Exactly, eminent domain. Which means they're able to take your property and build on it. What right does another yid have to drive on property that was taken from Chaim David, his friend? And the Gemara says that's Dina, the Malchusa Dina. So we have eminent domain government property. That's Nedarim. Baba Basra, Nedalit on the base, yes.
Baba Kama didn't talk about land. Talked about the bridges and the Eitzim.
What is Eitzim? Eitzim is karka. Eitzim is metaltalim.
Yeah. You cut down a tree, it's metaltalim.
What right do I have to make a road in somebody else's field? Yeah, but what about the Gishri, the bridge itself, the Gemara says, and you're allowed to go through the bridge. It's both. The Gemara speaks about...
I mean, the Rashi says to say that you stop just so the thing, you could charge you for it, right?
I could charge you for going on the bridge, right?
Right.
They do charge you going on the bridge.
It's my trees they cut down.
Yeah, but that's also my... But there's also karga involved. And also... One second. I see I'm going to have a rough time, but this... I see...
I
see we have our days cut out for us.
All I'm saying is I agree with you.
But what is Gishri? Gishri means they make Gishri and they make... The Gemara speaks about both cases.
Okay, maybe I don't know the Gemara.
The Gemara speaks about making bridges. What do you mean? The only thing you have is wood to make a bridge. I can make a wood to make a house. It's about also the pith. They're taking land and they're confiscating land. And what's the point of the Gemara? That they own. There's an ownership that the government has, that they're able to have property. Property is not, so to speak, you're the boss, the government is the boss. Still not. So let me tell you Gemara Baba Basra. The Gemara Baba Basra discusses, can I buy with money? Karka, and the answer is, of course, money is kainos. In the legality of Bavel, you needed to have some kind of a document. Mestama today also. You can't just go buy property. It has to be with shtaris. So the Gemara wants to know, if I bought with money, does that enough la-lacha? Or if I didn't have the shtar, if I don't have any transaction done by a legal paper, the kinyan is not kani. Va'amar Shmuel dina de malchusa dina. All right, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to do it with you. Let's go. You ready? So give me the four cases. Let's see the four cases and what's the common denominator. The first case is shtaris, legal documents. If you look at Rashi, Bezdin. Rashi refers to the Bezdin of Akum, which means the judicial. The judicial has a koyach, la'alach, a Bezdin. Many Rishonim, as we soon will see, seem to say it's more of b'nei noyach mitzuvim al adinim. So therefore, their courts are able to set policy. Does that have to do with the government per se, per whole? Not clear in the Rishonim. Many Rishonim discuss that. But from Rashi and the case of the Gemara in Gittin, the story is court. Courts have a koyach, legal authority, to make rule. Nedarim is taxes, and I will not discuss taxes because I'm a smart guy.
Yes.
Okay, next. Okay? But that's, we understand. So the Gemara actually says that where it's not fear the taxes, it's ein lo kitzva, which means is it's not legal, it's not distributed fairly, the rules, then you could avoid it. Like I said, I will not touch taxes today. Please, I beg. It's a legal holiday. Well, so it's din d'malchusa din. Okay, you hear? So I'm not touching taxes. Please, don't go there. Privately, you can come over with me. I'll tell you about taxes. Okay. The next case we have is the Kava, and that is that they're able, like he said, eminent domain, they can come and confiscate your land, your properties, and say, listen, it's ours. And Baba Basra seems to be more in the business, the commerce. They set the rules of commerce. If they say, kinyanim, need a shtar, you can't just make a kinyan, I pay, and that's it. It has binding rules, lahalach. Okay. What else is included in Dina the Malchusa Dina? A lot. And it's complicated because we need to fully understand, like I explained before, what is the makar and the why, and then we can apply it. Interesting, like I mentioned, it's not in the Gemara. V'ha Omar Shmuel, Shmuel said, why did Shmuel say it? Where did he get it from? Not clear. So if you look at the Rishonim, they argue on this question. The most simple of all is the Tshuvas Hagayinim Simen Samach Vav. You gotta live in peace. Shalom with the Medina. That's it. You live here, let us say, for a lack of better term, Hakaras HaToiv. Listen, you're living among people. When in Rome.
It was Rome. Is that Dachi Oilam?
It's Dachi Shalom, Dachi Oilam, Menschlichkeit, Midas, Hakaretz HaTayv, any Musha Shmuz you want to put into it, that's it. Depends on which yeshiva you go to, which Rosh Yeshiva wants to learn a Musha Shmuz from this halacha. Okay? Whatever it is, the halacha is get along with your neighbors. That's the story. All right? You get along with the people around you and appreciate the government. What's today? A legal holiday? Shkoyach America. Good. So Zayin HaZayin. So this is in Tshuvas HaGa'inim. Where becomes the question, what happens if they're not going to know about it, that I didn't listen to the rule? It's not going to cause a big friction. It's not a problem. They don't care. They turn a blind eye. It's Geitz Nishan. So then it's not a problem. La'alacha. If the whole thing is that I have to respect, so to speak, that I can't cause friction and tensions, if they don't care, they don't care. So possibly, you could come and say, all the non-binding, what do you call it, non-enforced things that they don't really care about. There was no dina, the machusa dina, because it's not inherently halacha. Is that good, Svara? I said this to many G'dayli Yisrael, many poiskim over the years. It's an interesting horror. If in my own house, where they don't know the difference, is there still legally something called dina, the machusa dina, la halacha.
mean, if you know for sure, they're not going to find out. I mean, you know.
Yes, and that's a maybe to find out.
Whatever. That's the point. In a case where they won't find out, they don't care.
They don't care.
It's not a binding. It doesn't nichlal them.
And you'll be shocked to know how many such cases we have every day in our daily lives. It'll be interesting. We'll be talking about them later. The practical will come later. Walk over the bridge. What? What?
I won't walk over the bridge. Everyone's walking over. I go some other way. I take a boat. Why am I allowed to do something because of darkness?
No, I'm saying something else. You need to follow their laws. I wasn't talking about even the boat. The bridge. Anything which they tell me I must do, gotta listen to them. Yeah, that's a good ha'ara. Yeah, I understand. You want to know, in the case of Baba Basra, how does it apply, Shalom, with the Medina? Well, I guess when they set up a society with rules, and I follow, I hear in this particular case, just don't go on the bridge. I mean, you'll swim to Staten Island. That's what you want to say. Okay, maybe. You'll swim to Staten Island. He ain't going on the Verrazano Bridge. I hear your ha'ara, but I hear, but it's not because you have the other cases in the Gemara. You know, it's each case you could sit and pick. Is it mamish? But this is in general, more or less, in a broad sense. You live here, behave here. Okay? He's smiling. Let me tell you what you're smiling about. Because, you know, you, at 10 o'clock, everyone's going to tell me, and then we're going to get, all right. Now, there's a Mabit in Gzela, Perik Hey, Halachi Yilchaz, and a guy in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Samach Tes, Islam, and Gimla Chidrash. So, Yim Tasim Alech HaMelech, and you better listen to that Melech. Does it only, what, a Yiddish king? Even a Goyish king too. So, Yim, the Halach is that the Torah, the Vekishtel, that you gotta listen. You gotta be subordinate to a king. Even a Goyish king. Chidosh nifla, huh?
The pasuk?
Yeah, but the pasuk is by Yiddish and Malachim. And they're saying Parshas Malachim applies even to a Goyish king when you're in his domain. According to this, we could come and say, maybe it's only then it's a king, it's a monarchy. Today, there's a monarchy. Right? And I could talk about England with the Malka Chashuva, but in general, we New York City, America, we have the concept of monarchy. Many Achrayim ask that according to the Goyin, it has to have a Shem Melech. It has to be a Malchus with a Melech, maybe. Rashi, like I told you, says, Shtari Hadyaitis, Shtari Arkayis, has to do with Bez. Many Rishonim.
Prime Minister is not considered a Malchus.
Okay, you know, we have a president. You want to call him a Melech? You same Tassim Alech a Melech?
He's like a Melech.
Really. He's like a Melech. All right, so that is the famous.
A Melech can't get impeached. Okay.
He's he knows that. Let me tell you, as the shit goes on, I have a lot of jokes about these things, okay. But I'm going to keep it to a. There's a Rashi, like I said, that says that has to do with Bezdin. Many Rishonim learn that B'nei Noach Mitzuvim al Adinim, since the Torah tells the Malchus to set up Bati Dinim, so we need to listen to those Bati Dinim. So the origin of it is what? Min HaTorah. And that's your good question. You asked me, is it Min HaTorah or is it Midrabbanan Machlokes Rishonim? And it's based on this question. Is it because you have to have shalom, you have to have peace? So then it's only drabbanan, right? It's no makar in the Torah, except after recha kamoicha, recha zayit. I don't know. It cannot be a makar. But if it's saying tasim alecha melech, or it's b'nei noyach mitzuvin ala dinim, and if they don't put dinim, they're chayiv misa minha Torah. So the origins of dina de malchus dina are where? In the Torah. The Rashbam in Baba Basra Nundalid that I quoted to you is really, what do we call, the Makar, where everyone starts from. Because there
The Rashbam is in one of the papers on the Baba Basra. The Rashbam.
Says the Rashbam, taxes.
Masim arnoinis.
And masa, arnoinis, whatever they talk. So he says the yisoid. The yisoid is kiblu hamedina. You accepted that. When you decide to live in a place, you've accepted, and all the people have accepted on themselves. In English, they call it a social contract. So we have two very fancy words, eminent domain and social contract. Those are the two things that everybody's going to say. Social contract. You live here, you've accepted.
Mekablim aleihem.
Mekablim aleihem. You see the words in the Rashbam? Mekablim, you've accepted.
You define an eminent domain, it's usually Baal Korchom. People scream Chai V'Kayim, your government's taking over my land because they want to build a wall, they want to build a bridge. That's Baal Korchom.
So let me tell you like this. Okay, so let me tell you. So there's a Truma Sadeshin that discusses your question.
Yeah, I agree to it.
Okay.
It's Koyfin actually
my rights. Basically saying I'm giving up my rights to
them. Okay, so you know that there's going to be a lot of discussion that later. I'm just laying the groundwork first. You know I'm going to be tumbling and mixing and matching. We're going to get into this real good. I understand what you're saying, but let me tell you all about Truma Sadeshin. I'm prepared for you. I come prepared for you. We know each other for many years. The Truma Sadeshin says, what happens if the guy says, I don't accept the government?
Not Macabre.
I'm a Democrat and Republican. Republican, Democrat. He's not my president. He is my president.
Right.
So after Truma Sadeshin, we don't care. Why? First of all, who cares about you? Your father was here before you, maybe. He accepted the government. What was his name again? Roosevelt, but Yenevelt, but Develt. You have no idea. But they worship Roosevelt. Yeah, but now they know what Roosevelt.
Three generations.
Yeah, three generations. I mean, yes, the Roosevelt changed then. Yeah, Yenevelt. All right. Uncle Panin. Your father accepted. Okay. And even if you're going to say that you did it, but you live here, so that means you accepted. So you're saying, Truma Sadeshin, I didn't say it. When you live here, you accept.
It's part of it.
But this that you could scream Chai V'Kayim, that's one of your rights, and they're very kind for you to let you do that. The bottom line is, you're here, that means you accept to be here. And if you accept to be here, accept to be here. 100%. So after was a shit, you work it out.
So illegal on immigration is awesome.
As a lawyer, huh?
No,
lawyer?
No.
Lawyer? Okay.
Are you a lawyer?
Are you a lawyer? Go defend me for me. You're my lawyer. Okay, go ahead. Now, the Rambam, let's talk Levi's. The Rambam zogt. Yeah, what? You, Mekabel, tell me, whose money are you using? Tzolz Mishkalim or the Tzolz Medolarim? You accepted. If you're using the money of the Medina,
I'm living here.
That means you accept to be here. I never saw a guy trade for a bissel breiter, his chicken in the backyard. He's machle pare b'chamav. You're using the money here. And if you're using the money here, it's a Rambam, Zeyla Perikei, you're tzutzeichen the Rambam, I think. Rambam, Zeyla Perikei, Allah Yitches. The fact that you're using the money of the place you're living in, that's a raya. That's a raya that you're mekabel. Says the Beis Yosef. So wait a minute. What is that a proof of? Zok the Beis Yosef. First of all, it's a Chais Mishnah Samatel. He says, B'shem the Rain, the Medina is owned by the government. They own it. It's Kani Lamelech. What becomes the Shaila? Let's say a person, he's just traveling. He's traveling Europe. So there he also accepted. That's called, I live here, I accept. The Medina is owned by who? By them, by the government. I'm traveling through. And the Mela, therefore, what? That means I also accept. I live here, I accept. If I'm traveling and I'm passing by, how do we apply the svar of the Rishayim? So I spoke it over with many Rosh Hashivas, Paiskim over the years. And I think the pshat is the fact that you agree to pass into this place, that means you're mekabel whatever this government that you're in is, tell me, you're going to be using their police in case you need it, you need something, you'll be calling the police from there. That itself means you're Mekabel. You don't have to have, what do we call it, birth?
Positive.
Birth! That you have a birth certificate living here. The fact that you come into another country and you're willing to...
You're relying on their services and you're relying on whatever...
That's L'chaira also. So the fact that you went in there... I like your svara. That's really what I'm trying to say. I don't know. Maybe the laws of Dina de Malchusa has to have some kind of acceptance. And I'm searching for some kind of that you've accepted. And when I pass through, I usually accept.
The services, whatever, even if you're going through it.
But if you're saying that you're running and you're hiding and you're just...
Maybe not.
That's the svara. Yes, and then a chanami. That would be the svara. If he's a melech. Now, first of all, let me tell you. There's an old famous goyim. The goyim says, Ki Lashem Hamlucha, or Meishel Bagoyim. What's the chilul between melech and Meishel? Ki Lashem Hamlucha, or Meishel Bagoyim. So he says that by Klal Yisrael, Mel's accepted. He's accepted. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we accept. So Ki Lashem Hamlucha, or Meishel. But over the Goyim, they don't accept him, so he's a Meishel. It doesn't say Dina de Meishel, it says Dina de Malchusa. It has to be some form of acceptance. If he's a ruler and he's a dictator, it's Pashit, it's not accepted. It's a Mechuyiv to listen to a dictator. I hear your aura, but it's very possible with all these dictators, there was a lot of benefits. And the people liked their dictator. Yes, you could. And then and this is a big topic, you know, we could talk for weeks. That's the Shaila. All right, I hear. What's called Malchusa? But I'm just trying to tell you the word is Malchusa, not Moishel. And there's a chil between a Malchusa and a Moishel. And where is this? That's the Gemara in Kuf Yud Gimel, where the Gemara says that, for example, in the Dharmar, it says by Meches, it has to be that he's accepted. It has to be that there's some form of Cheshbin in the laws. It's not time he's coming in and forcing everybody and putting laws on people that they can't accept. All right. That's the question. So let's discuss the famous Shaili. And that is, does this apply in Eretz Yisrael? Why? The svara is that it's owned by the Melech. The Melech owns Beis Yosef. Madina's Kanui LaMelech. Not in. Okay, I'm going to be careful. I am not discussing politics here, okay? I'm discussing Halacha LaMaisa. The Medina. You know, let's just say the land. I want to be very careful here, Rabbi Shai, okay? The land is not owned by the government in Eretz Yisrael. You'll ask me, the Torah says, Nischalka l'shvatim. When you own land, not in America, Rabbi Shai. People think I'm borrowing property. The Melech owns your property, l'halacha. In Eretz Yisrael, you're buying land, buddy. It's yours. Eretz Yisrael nischalka l'shvatim. And they have very little kinyan, if any, over Eretz Yisrael's karka, the land itself. Government, no matter, I'm not going to get into the word government there, but al-kopanim, the land is owned nischalka l'shvatim. So the Ran, in the Darim Chav Chesem, and Aleph says clearly, and therefore in Eretz Yisrael there is no dina d'malchus dina. That's a good question. But whatever it is, the government definitely doesn't own it.
Okay.
I wasn't discussing if you own it. I said you could own it. I see. I'm gonna have to take off my hat for this. Aaron, okay, they're giving me a run for my money. Okay, I'll upon him. You listen, and they say the Ran Taka Paskins that in Eretz Yisrael this doesn't apply.
Where's the Ran again?
Ran the Dorm Chav Chesam Rav. The Rashbam argues the Chassam Soiv as a whole Arich Chayshmis Mitzim in Samach Nun Dalit that in Eretz Yisrael it does apply because again maybe it has a lot to do with the real Svara of why Din L'Malchus Adina. Is it that it's Koni Mamish to him, or that he has jurisdiction, the government? Eretz Yisrael, I mean, whatever it is, they have jurisdiction, and it does apply Din L'Malchus Adina in Eretz Yisrael as well. Minig, the minig is that, yes, there is Din L'Malchus Adina, that today, even though we could start saying, well, the Ran, it's not Koni, L'Maisa Din L'Malchus Adina applies in Eretz Yisrael. That's what I just said. So come closer. Okay, that's exactly what we just said. Could be it's totally the Shaila. Yeah. If it's about owning, then you have a Ran. If it's about social contract, then it was the Nafka Mina.
We have Lamdan in here.
Very good. Lemaisa, everything we spoke could be tied to money. That's what I think we were talking a little bit, right? It's about who owns and money and kinyanim and business. It's tied to money. What about Din L'Malchus Adina when it's not a money issue? Does it apply for things which are also not money? Now, Rabbi said, let me discuss this. If you learn that the melech or the government, they're the bailim, they own your land, they don't own your money. They own your money. If anything, it's more about the land and what they could tell you to do on their land than what they could tell you to do about your money, right?
Stay your ground. Where is it coming from?
Stay your ground?
Yeah, you can, a farm protect your property. In American level.
There's a certain law. He doesn't know the law. There's a certain law in some states that to protect yourself, if you feel you're being challenged, you can take a gun and shoot that person. Yeah, stay in your ground. In Massachusetts.
In Texas. But you could protect your by right. killing the
right.
other person.
Okay, but that's,
I don't know. Yisdaim also had rules. No, I don't know. You want to know if Dina does Daim Dina? Is that your question? I'm not. It's a different topic for a different day, I think, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And gun control, and I see there's a lot more in this question.
Okay.
All right. So here's the point. The point is, maybe we could come and say Dina the Malchus Dina is more about the land because it's about Kenyan and they don't own our money, right? There is a shita in the Rishonim. But it could be it's about living in their property. It's living in their land. Maybe. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get down to...
I mean, you just said tax money is not being in the most convenient, so I'm asking about taxes.
No, I'm just saying, I'm asking. No, of course the Machus is money. It's all money. The question is why? If you're going to learn, the Svara is that they own. It's about they being owning something. Yeah, they don't own my money. They might own my land. They might own the streets. But they don't own my money. And yet we find that it applies to all cases of money. Din the Malchusa may be more relevant than any other issue. It's a more money. It's all the cases about money. So I found a Rabbeinu Yaina. Rabbeinu Yaina says another svara. This is in Baba Basra Nadal Amid Beis. That Dina Malchusa is Hefker, Bezen Hefker. Hefker, Malchusa, Hefker. They can be Mafker. They have the right to take from you. Just like a Bezen has the right to be Mafker, so they have rights on your money. You see, Rabbeinu Yaina is addressing money. We're going to make a 1 minute chazara on all of this because it's important to see it from all the different angles of how the Rishonim, Fataych, Dina, the Malchusa, Dina. One thing you got to walk away with, there is a din called Dina Malchus Adina, and you'll be surprised how many different factions of people will say, Dina Malchus Adina.
Why does he have to come on to that?
It's Machloek's Rishayim, if that's what it is. I mean, you know, so Shmuel gave us a beautiful shir for today. You know what he did? He said a halacha and didn't tell us why, which gives us all the open roads, so to speak, to say and to learn. That we don't know what Shmuel's halach is. Maybe. I don't know. I never spoke to Rabbeinu Yonah. How do I know? I mean, maybe. L'chayre, it's because there's halach of Bezdin, right?
I don't know. The real
Hefker is Bezdin. It's a din of Bezdin. That's a Bezdin halach. Rabbi Sai, it's a big topic. And again, what I could do for you is two things. I could give you that you should have a broader scope of understanding what it is, and later you'll see how practical cases in our daily lives. It's so interesting, okay? And I do know that, what time does the sheriff end? When I'm done. Okay. I want to know what the Dean of the Malchus Adin about the time of the shir is. Okay, now, Rabbeinu Yonah, like I said, says that it has to hefke bes and hefke. Many say it has to do with the Malchus that they own, the property, the government, it belongs to them, or it's about social contract, right? Like we spoke from the Rashbam. There's an interesting Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says that it's only by kesef. Dina the Malchus Dina applies only by money. Doesn't apply to anything else. It's a Shin Samot Tetz, a very interesting Beis Yosef. Brings a lot of the Shitas. It's only by money. Why? You start hearing the Ran. It's about Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. So it's more about money than it is about anything else. So it's a whole different way of looking. Is Dina the Malchus Dina directly, I got to listen to my government? Or Dina the Malchus Dina, they have rights either on the land or on the money. There's a Peledik Rajba in Yevamis Nuvav Amir Aleph, and the Chazon Ish goes with this. It's a very interesting Rajba, and the Chazon Ish deals with this Lalacha. The people are Kani Lamelech. You're owned by the government. The government owns you, so they have the right to tell you what to do. That's a very interesting, huh? You're going to look it up, you're going to work on it. It's a very interesting topic. No, so over the years, we're good, right? Over the years, it's a Rajbi Yavamis Nuvav Amla Chaznish Likutim Chayshmish Betezayin Tes. So over the years, I've asked Tezayin Tes. They own you. The government. So I asked the question, I mean, where democracy is the hepech of the whole constitution is they don't own you.
Maybe communism, but capitalism.
Yeah, well, okay. So you know that I've worked on this for years. And I came up with a shtickle of mahalach, Rabbi, and I think it's glot. There's an interesting rush in the Darim Perikei, Ois Yid Aleph. They could expel you. That's called they have rights over you. And I think that's what it means. It doesn't mean they own you. They own you legally to tell you what to do. They could tell you to leave. You like that. It's a good svara. Now we're going to go into what? Immigration and the border. This you'll go home and deal with it as a social project, a social science project later. But you see, is it about the money? So let's see a clear up, boys, before we get into the examples of Maisi. You ready? Yeah? Rabbi Sai. Dina Malchus Adina. Yes. Don't play around. That people, that big deal. I went to Paiskim and then they went, Dina Malchus Adina. You know what that Mehecha Tesa really is? Either because they don't know the sugya, or Mehecha Tesa is because it's not clear what it refers to.
Very ambiguous.
So let's say either the pshat is because Dina Machusadina, you accept it. Dina Machusadina is the courts. What about if it's not in the court? What about its rules that have nothing to do with court? Huh? Maybe then there's no Dina Machusadina. Maybe Dina Machusadina means that the Melech has the right. Do we have a Melech today? Is Dina the Malchus Adina means that they own the karka? Is Dina Malchus Adina that they own the... Do they own you? It's not clear what the Dina the Malchus Adina is. And Shmuel just left it without an explanation. Okay. So let me give you a few examples that have come up over the years. Interesting examples. Somebody called me with a shaila. He passed a stop sign. The cop... Listen, you passed the stop sign. He wants to give him a ticket. The guy's begging, please don't give me the tickets, it's points, and my parents, and blah, 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 shma, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So the cop tells him, just plead not guilty. Say, I started writing the ticket. Plead not guilty. Yeah. And once you go plead not guilty, you go in front of the judge. If I say maybe I won't show up, I'll be drunk that. No, you know, you didn't tell me that. Whatever, you evade a ticket, a traffic ticket. All right? Maybe you won't get the points off. Could you plead not guilty if you're guilty? But you are guilty. How can you plead not guilty and try to get away with it? If the dina de malchus dina is, you're not allowed to do this traffic violation, and you got caught doing it. And his other shiloh, which I was even surprised about, is it emes? Is it shiloh? Ooh, I go, boy, he's like, got the bucket. Bach my yeshiva. They're good. Very, very proud. You're saying good. You're saying good. So let me start by telling you that, listen, I knew this guy, he's going to get it from his parents. I knew this. I knew what was going to happen. So I had to find some kind of a... So I said to him, listen, I love that you had such a hava, I mean, at least to be emes, but it has to do with the system. They don't care if you don't get... If on a technicality, they let you off. They'll let you off. So pleading not guilty doesn't mean I'm not guilty. I'm not guilty. I want a case. I want to go in front of a judge. That's all it means. It doesn't... No, you're not masking? It doesn't...
I'm not, sir.
The lawyer, I have to be very careful here, yeah? When you plead not guilty, that's what you were saying. No, that's not the sphere you were saying. When you plead not guilty, you're saying you're not guilty. You're saying, I want to see if I can get...
Hearing. You
want to have a hearing. That's it. Nishma, yeah?
If you drive through a red light and nobody sees you, nobody catches you, and you're guilty, call up, find out how much I owe you, and call your insurance company, and tell them please put points on my license.
You don't do that? Oh, okay.
I didn't say I don't.
Lying is the license.
I'm getting... Lying is derisive. You see the thing? Now, I was wondering why you're sitting next to me. I couldn't figure out why is this... you're sitting next to me. Yes! I agree with you. I can't tell you I haven't done it in the past. All right, listen. I stopped doing stuff like that. You tell the truth, you tell the truth. I don't know. My Rebbe Rapam probably would have said, yeah, I did it wrong. Now, to call up, there's something called Havkas Halva, and we're going to talk about that. That's a big part of this sugya, which we'll get to later. I'll call upon him. Reb Shlomo Miller was on my shoulder here, Shabbos.
Well, you're not backtracking. You're saying not guilty doesn't mean that you're not guilty.
Yeah. He asked for a hearing. And if in the legalities, he wrote the wrong date, so that's the law, that you're not chayiv. That's it.
Uh-huh.
Very good.
Very
good.
Good.
They are good. I'm in law school.
Hold on, but if you know, I know, but let's say you know for sure you're guilty. You know for sure you're guilty. You're right. You aren't proven in the court, but you know for sure.
Some water.
Okay.
Because
okay.
We're just getting into
okay.
it. Okay, now.
Good.
All right, here's another Shiloh.
It's good.
Sick days. Vacation days. It's legal, right? It's a vacation day. It's rule. Medina to Medina, huh?
Very soon, everyone is going to have 10 vacation days, no matter what you do.
Oh, I thought 10 work days. I thought the rule was going to be... I thought soon they're going to have the 10 days a year you got to work.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll call upon him vacation days. I don't want to give it. And the guy's maskim, b'dieve, b'karche, so if he's a guy, he's not going to be maskim. I'll take you to court. Am I mechuyev to give you vacation days?
Oh, it's his owner of the business.
Medina to Machusadina. Okay, so again, I asked Reb Shlomo Miller this. He was in my shul, so right, I was zeicha punk this Shabbos. He was there, and he was there for a whole Shabbos. So I asked him every one of them. I just kept on saying, Rabbi, what are you tying? Rishon, I've bez in the lake with Shlomo Miller. Okay, so he told me first of all, vacation sit. We give yomtiv. Get the yomtiv.
That's
so. Me. That's it. That's your vacation day. So it's not so relevant.
From own business.
Can I? Here's a better question. Can I give less than minimum wage?
Thank you.
So, the truth is, what's the shaila? Let me tell you. The question is there a din, the machus din, in a private transaction between two people? So we found in the case of the shtaris, right? With the kinyanim, the karka, that you need a shtar, it doesn't work. Yeah, but the question is, so it doesn't work. It's not a question of it's osur. The Gemara never really said over there osur or not osur. It says it doesn't work. It's not a kinyan. You could go and claim it's not a kinyan because you didn't have the legal papers behind it. Is it osur? It's business. I'm allowed to accept. He accepted. I accepted. Yes. Yeah.
What happens if you come to a transaction and say, well, you can either write me a check and I'll pay tax or you can give me cash?
That's exactly what we're going to talk about. talk about. And that's where Rav Karzal Vav comes in. Rabbi Aaron is this loaded stuff.
Yes, I mean, I hope Shlomo Miller helped you out.
A little bit. More on the Machmir side of this. But all right, yeah. I'm getting excited. Oh, yeah, maybe not.
One second.
Yeah. 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 So you're saying Ava, Shalom, that's what you mean, that part?
Possibly.
On that side, on that
so
side.
So maybe they won't find out about it.
It's a private deal, so it's not awesome.
Right, but they won't.
Could come after.
That's right. But maybe they won't find out about it. So I mean, how would they find out about it? Huh?
Isn't that deed in law?
So that's the question. What is, again, every case I'm going to give you, you're going to tackle it with all the information above. What is Dina de Machusa Dina, and what is, how far does it rule every activity and action that I do in the country that I'm in? Is business between two Yidden included? Chazanish hold no. Chazanish says no. Maybe between Yidden and Goyim. Whole different topic maybe. But between two Yidden, private business up to Chazanish. It's not negayo. I'm allowed to make
business. Somebody sells a house to another Yidden. The guy can come back and say you got a report. You did all that. But you didn't make a
That's what it seems from the Gemara, that he could come and claim Dina de Malchusa Dina. Now I want to discuss further. Let me tell you something. There's a lot more layers to this topic that I will give you. I will uncut. Here, let's talk about, for example, like I said, paying cash in the store, right? So let me tell you something called Hafkas Halva. Hafkas Halva means you're not allowed to steal from a guy. Yes, you're not allowed to steal from a guy. And nobody holds you allowed to steal from a guy. It's not true. There's no such thing. Tayyasakum, maybe, if he makes a mistake, you keep it. Halacha tells you not to keep it. You'll never see bracha. The smah brings down. No one ever saw a bracha of him. And then there's Kiddush Hashem to return it. But there's something called Hafkas Halva. If I don't directly steal, I just avoid not paying what I have to pay. The Gemara in Baba Kama there says, Hafkas Halva is mutter. Hafkas Halva is mutter. I'm not telling you it's a good thing, it's a nice thing, it's not exela. So many learn that the not paying in a tax on a store is called Hafkas Halva. What does that mean? He's money, he's teveh. The government's being teveh or something, and I just ignore it.
It's a choy. He's not paying the choy.
Now again, I'm not telling you to do this. Please don't walk out and say, Rabbi, walk. I didn't say anything. Okay, I'm so far just giving you the whole background information. You want to come to me privately? I'll tell you what I think or what I don't think. It's not. But this is the secret ingredient in the sugya, and that's called Hafkas Halva. Yes. Right. Yes. That's a perfect example. Did I tell you to be Hafkas Halva? I told you not. I didn't tell you to do it. You should be the Chofetz Chaim. So Zoyche Zayim the Chofetz Chaim. Please. I tell you to do it. All right, you guys got me at a good moment. I want to tell you a good story.
Good the Maisa.
You're Baron, you see. I thought the whole thing was one shame of mice about taxes. Okay. So listen to a mice, yeah? I have a letter from my Zayda Reb Shmuel David Valkin. A guy asked him about a certain business. It was a little bit of a shrewd. My Zayda writes to him, Tomuani Olecha. Shneinenu, both of us, Yashavnu Eitzel HaChofetz Chaim. We were both in Radin. And you saw the Rebbe, and you heard from the Rebbe, and you asked me if you could do a shady business. You don't remember the stamp story that he went and he ripped up the stamp. What am I trying to tell you? If you know the story of the Chofetz Chaim, yes, you should not be doing anything I said here today. You should say, I'll pay and I'll give and I'll do. You're right, but we're not living in the world of the Chofetz Chaim.
We wish.
It's definitely an ideal to get to. The question is basic, halacha, mutter, aser. And there's a sugya called Hafkas Halva, and it applies to a lot of, with the taxes and so on and so forth. It's enough said on this part of the topic.
Since copy. It's a free for all. If the Chofetz Chaim, if you're thinking, if you live today, would he tell you,
Where does it say in the Shia that it's a free-for-all? I'm sorry. I'm looking at the topic here. I saw Dina the Malchus of Dina. There's rules here. Well, okay.
It's not
free-for-all. I don't know what he's talking about. Tatla, what should I tell you? I the world of the Chafetz Chaim, halavai. Okay, Reb David, for you I would believe it. If you would come and tell me that you would do this, on you I'd believe. Let's move on. Copyright laws.
You ever heard from Isaiah what exactly the story was? What was the story?
That's the story. The story was it came to him. I heard that it came to him. The guy returned the Svarim. That's what I heard from Isaiah. The guy returned the Svarim. There was no stamp on it. So he was sending it. It wasn't even the Pshat he sent the safe. The guy was sending it back. But the Chofetz Chaim felt that it was sending it for him.
And the post office made a mistake.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
That's the way, huh? That's what I'm telling you, something. All right, whatever. Okay, let's move on. Okay? As they say in Yiddish, Tziazoy and Tziazoy, halavai, we should be the Chofetz Chaim. No matter what that story is, they don't say it about me and you. Or how about you? They don't say it about me. Now, let's talk about Dina de Malchus against the mitzvah. Well, of course not, right? For example, if the Malchus tells me no mila, no mitzitza, that's klarifin tashbatz, chelikalev, simikuf, nudches, they can't override. And why is it even a discussion? Because if Dina de Malchus, the Dina is the raisa, huh? So that's even why it's somewhat of a discussion. When they have dinamachu against mitzvahs, against things, rules.
Let's say the government says you can't do mitzitza, you can't do mila.
Okay. Now here's an interesting shaila that the Pischi Tshuva in Yerideya.
But by shnita, for example, I can just do shnita in a different state and bring it in. Maybe that's the difference. Mila, what?
The rule in general, I understand what you want, but the rule in general is they can't dictate mitzvahs. But let me tell you where it's an interesting shaila. You know, Pidyon HaBen, we all know, we look for the coins. What happens if you don't have the coin? You could definitely pay money. Why are we paying money? Remember the Rambam says it works on Dina de Malchusa. Dina, especially today, yeah, the dollar. But it's not backed by anything.
What do you mean on the dollar itself?
It's not backed by anything, huh? So here's the shaila. Could I use Dina de Malchusa Dina that it's money?
You mean you use the Malchusa for your positive?
For your positive mitzvahs. Right. So there's an interesting Pischei Tshuva, and he says, could be you shouldn't use dollar bills for Pidyon HaBen. Now you're starting to see Adina Malchusa Dina. Okay, so then it's Shavu Kesef.
In those days,
it maybe.
Was worth money, right? It's gold.
Okay.
It was backed by the gold, right?
Copyright laws, bekitzer. I don't want to go into a whole arichas of copyright laws, but there is a base yitzhak that says it's based on Dina de Malchus Dina. You look in the back in the swarm, they say, according to the rights of Ben Leumi, the right, copyright.
The copyright.
So it's a base yitzhak, okay? Yerideya. Simen Reish Ayin Hey. Simen Reish Ayin Hey, base yitzhak. The nafkamina would be very simple. If you learn copyright is about stealing from the other guy, so it's even a pruta. It's even one penny, which means even a syllable of a song. If he's makbid, he's makbid, right? A small line from a safe. If he's makbid, he's makbid. The question is, it's not really halach. It's very hard to understand that there's kinyanim and there's gzela. So you say it's copyright, then only what the copyright laws are. Whatever, according to the law, is aser, that would be aser. So again, you see a very big nafkamina. If it's copyright has to do with Dina the Malchus Dina, then it's only according to what the law forbids. All right. Let's talk about, as they say, tzitkis dikifas. Recycling laws. Am I mechuyev to recycle? They want it. They tell me it's laws. I get a ticket for it, I think, right?
Yeah.
So, am I mechuyev to recycle? Anybody ever thought about that? What? No, I know I can get away with it. Am I mechuyev to recycle? All right. Let me discuss with you recycling in a few minutes, but I want to talk how this could be very interesting. Wills, for example. A secular will is not according to Torah Halach. Yes, what is it?
Why are you skipping recycling?
Because I have, unfortunately, sometimes it's early in the morning and I... I'm,
you know what they call that cost of doing business?
The what?
I'll get caught once in a while, but it's worth not recycling.
Yeah, but the question, maybe it's also to maybe do because they add the Malchusa. All right. So let's talk about an interesting thing, the secular wills. I don't know if you know that in the Torah, Bechor gets Bishnayim. A girl is not a Yairish. So what happens if you put and you make a secular will and you want it that should be according to the will that you made? So we spoke that L'chayra there's a Ramah, and the Chazon Ish follows this between two Yidin. There is no Dina de Malchus Adina. How does this apply? Between me and my child? So L'chayra there's no Dina de Malchus Adina. So the Achiezer, it's rather true for a Moshe, but it's really, it was before him, the Achiezer, Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMeis. See, that's, you got to put that into the equation. There's a Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMeis. If somebody signs a secular will, so it could be binding because of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis, even if it's keneged the halacha.
Really?
That's the question. That's the whole question. Dina machus adina, legal document, but it's shaloi halacha.
It's like a Torah.
But mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. And I'm not going to get in more than that. It's a big topic. It's a tshuva from the reshiva. They need a license. Are you allowed to do real estate without a license? I mean, they definitely have the rights in the commerce. They have the right to put rules. So, l'chayr b'yasser. L'chayr, I don't know.
You mean to pose yourself as a broker, you're not a broker.
No, they do it. I mean, people do it. Whether they work as a broker. Are you allowed to do it if you don't have a license? Legally, you're not allowed to. Makes sense that it's din l'malchus, that you shouldn't be allowed to do it. Now, let's go back to the recycling, okay? You know, the oldest thing was when we were kids, the jaywalking. All right? The jaywalking. They hold it's usher, and it's still on the books, I think. Well, they still, right? Still on the books, the jaywalking?
They don't give tickets for it.
But you don't get a ticket for it. So you don't enforce it. So let's talk about it. Are you allowed to speed? Are you allowed to speed? There's nobody on the road. Are you allowed to speed? Now, if you're somebody else on the road, and you're also speeding in a way that you're putting yourself in danger, you're a Russian or a Reitzeach. So to remember that. I didn't say you're allowed to overly speed. But you're allowed to go over the speed limit. So Rav Scheinberg, Zatzal, it's a famous psak from Rav Scheinberg. And he says that they only ticket, I think, up to 10
miles. Yeah, usually 10 miles.
So till 10 miles, you're allowed to go. Because they don't ticket that.
The camera takes the picture.
55? They don't ticket till 65?
Right.
65, you're not allowed to go. But only what they because they ticket it.
That's where the enforcing.
That's where the enforcing comes in. All right. So here's really my shaila. When they tell you 55, it's really because they want that you should 65. But if you can tell you 65, you go 75.
Right.
So they tell you 55. Well, maybe even 55 is awesome.
Well, if they want to give you a ticket for a mile more, they can do it too.
But if they want,
but he says normally
Okay, so this is, becomes a shiloh when they enforce or when they don't. I'll give you a good example. Are you allowed to build a sukkah in the front on government in the street? You're not allowed to, but they don't say anything.
They give you a week to take it down.
Right.
They give you a week to exactly.
Hey,
wink, wink. You have a week to take, especially if you're in Williamsburg. Right. That's the point. The point is there a problem of dina de malchus adina? You're not allowed to do it. You know, you don't even realize that in Jackson, near Irakaydish, yeah, you're not allowed to have a sukkah in your backyard. Zoning laws. And it was a big shiloh. What do you do? Wow, huh? Now you're starting to understand. You hear? Dina machus adina. Maybe I should find a place to put up my sukkah on my porch. Huh? So one thing I can tell you, I don't think they enforce. I don't think they're going to come in and stop you. So then again, it has to do with will they enforce it or won't they enforce it. All right. Are you allowed to claim bankruptcy? It's an old shiloh.
They made a law that it's a certain size, so they told people they can make two the same size and attach a door.
Right. It's like the cop who told you, go plead not guilty, you won't get points. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm just bringing up how you see this is a relevant shaila if you take it serious, dina machus adina. Now, are you allowed to claim, let's go, fist. Are you allowed to claim bankruptcy? Well, halavai, you should never have to. You should all be zeicher. Give him a bracha ready while we're at it. Okay. Now, I do want to tell you there's something called sidul abal chayv. People don't know this. It's a chayv mishpat simen tzadik zayin, that if a guy can't pay, we make a repayment plan. There is something called a payment plan that you can pay it over a certain amount of years. It's called sidur. But you're not potter. You're not that you don't have to pay it ever. So the question is bankruptcy. You say, I don't pay. I don't have to pay. I don't have it. Goodbye and good luck. So, Shiva Ramayisha Zatzal, a very famous tshuva, says you're allowed to claim bankruptcy, that even though in halacha you owe the money to the guy, and we know that there's no dina machusa keneged halacha, the Torah, but here there's halacha. Why? Because dina machusa in business. There's a concept of dina machusa, commerce. Either because you accept to do business in the land as the business rules, or lamaisa, they have some kind of kayak.
I mean, even the creditor.
Sir, you're not happy with the psak. What is? Talk to me. It depends on who, what side you're on. It's very posh when you're the guy claiming bankruptcy. This guy.
The creditor. What are you saying? You're saying the creditor. Except, are you saying the creditor accepted when he went?
So that's a chiddush. I know it's so posh. It was a big tumult for many years. Okay, let's move on. Price regulations. That's what Toma Tuyidin.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like credit card companies or whatever.
No. No, I'm talking about the Tuyidin. Of course, their rules are their rules. No, but Tuyidin. Tuyidin claim bankruptcy. That's the Shaila. Halavayit should never happen. Price regulations. The government tells me I can only sell this for a certain amount. Is there such a thing still today, or does really not apply? It doesn't apply so much? Okay.
Rent regulations.
All right, let's talk about Ayidish Amachla. Late payment. There's something called a late payment clause. Okay? So, you sign in the contract. It's part. Now, let me tell you a big rule. A lot of times you're going to scream, Halachas Medina Machusa, go to Dini Taira. Read the fine print of what you signed. Remember that. That's a lot. A lot of times you're going to come, I saw this shalach and this and screaming, yelling. Rabbi Yid, you sign things. I mean, you sign certain things. So the question is, late payment, I think, is in the contract.
Some of them have it in the contract.
Okay. What happens if it's not in the contract? Okay. So there's an interesting chazainish and those in the Likutim. So chazainish says, between two yidin, it's not binding. So if they're going to come and claim there's a late clause, this, that, and I'm sorry, Din the Machusa Dina does not apply between two Yidden. Okay. You know, let me tell you, when you find something, you need to return it. Hashavas Haveda. What happens if it's in a Goyish neighborhood? You're not Machuyiv to me.
Rav Akum, you know.
But the law is that you have to. Uh-huh. What do you mean? The laws you have, it doesn't make a difference.
What law?
American law, you have to return. What do you mean?
There's laws.
You're fine, you have to return.
They're never enforced.
Right, they're never. Right.
Yes, okay, yeah, but if you get caught, it can be enforced. What do you mean? It's not enforced because they can't catch you. It's not enforced, they don't care. How about you found it, it's a Yid's, and it's after Yiyush. It's after Yiyush. La Lach, it's yours. Yeah?
In a case where La Lach, it's yours, because it was Yiyush, you're the Maisa.
You need a double...
Whatever it is, you got it all. It's all there.
Let's say there was. Let's say you should have shoes, but in America, you still have to return.
Usually, you find the backpack, you find something.
Okay, so let me tell you an interesting thing. Before you get to your story, you return it to the police. Guess what's going to happen? They're going to enjoy it. That could be somewhat of a heter not to return if you know that it's going to get back to the guy who lost it. Then anachanami. But if you return it, they don't know who it is. You know where it's going? Halavai is going into the back of over there with the police and then in a box somewhere, okay? They're never going to find the guy and it's never going to return it.
There's no simon, you have to return it.
What do you mean, by a guy?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
No simon on it.
What do you mean, there's no
simon?
And if there is a name, well, of course you have to return it. The laws of the land, you have to return
there's
it. What do you mean?
I understand.
Some guy leaves something in your taxi. Of course you have to return it. What do you mean? Okay, let's talk about vaccination. And let's not talk about that. I don't want to get involved, but I could just tell you that a big part of that sugya is, no?
Dina.
The Malchusa Dina.
And by the way, the anti-vaxxers made a big push.
Told you I want to talk about it. I don't want to get vaccinated for talking about vaccination. All I could tell you is a good svara that you need to know. You know, they always say that they can't force me, you hear? Why? Because of Pikuach Nefesh, right? And Tomim Tiyem Hashem Alikecha. That's their big, I don't have to vaccinate. I'll say Tom Tim Hashem Alikecha.
Hashem will protect.
And Hashem will protect me. Maybe do the other way around. Maybe take the vaccination, and Hashem will protect you
from that.
From that, I don't. How do you know which side do you come in? I'm not saying it. Please don't get me involved in this. But Kapanim, I just want to tell you that Dina the Malchus Dina is very relevant. Final last halacha 10:15. That was the cutoff time. I learned over the years how to do it exact. All right, Rabbi Yisai, let me give you a story. All right, you want to say one story? No, your story before my story. After Ech Kamoich. Go.
Rabbi Pierre was once on a train. He with his son. They lost something. He went to the special place where you get it and to pick it up. And he saw, while he was there, he saw they had a small Sefer Torah that was there
in the lost and found.
So somehow he figured out when he goes to auction, remember, he bought it and he held it for many, 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 many years and wouldn't even use it. And then one time, Sofer told his son about a guy who lost his surf on a train and they found the guy and they gave it back to him.
Beautiful. Let me just end with the following, because I want to keep to the 10:15, the cutoff point. Maisa Shahaya. When we got married originally many, many years ago, we lived in a yeshivish apartment. I don't want to tell you, it happened to have been in Queens, in a good neighborhood in Queens, in Kew Garden. Mais galore. We had a lot of haknasas archim. We had a lot of unwanted guests, all right? extermination. Now, who pays for that extermination? Who has to? Is it the landlord or the person, the guy who's living there? So tell me the Dina de Malchus Dina is?
Landlord.
That's right.
Wow,
he knows. Everybody knows. Anybody who has one of these apartments knows, okay? Iron, you don't know anymore. Iron Bokshev, you don't know anymore. But you forgot. That's the real story. You forgot. Okay. So let me just tell you that I was by Reb Chatzkel Roth at the time, and there was such a big vikuach, a landlord, metaten, metzahargit, even the mice themselves didn't kill each other so much. It was so, a mice met a mice. Yeah, it was mice over mice, and who has to pay, and how much, and it was a lot of money. All right, and they were both Yungalite. The tenant usually is also Yungalite. Okay, Kitzer. So the guy came and claimed, Dina de Malchus Dina, you got to pay for it. He came back and he said, that's what your Rav said. I went to my Rav. You know, today there's something called my Rav. You know? My Rav said that I'm not mechuyev to pay. So I said, what? I'm mechuyev, nishmechiyev, nishmechiyev. I met this Rav and I said to him, tell me, did you really say he's not mechuyev, the owner?
The landlord's not mechuyev.
Not mechuyev. Did you say it? He says, yeah, huh? I go, is that yes or no? I wasn't sure what that was exactly. Listen what he tells. Unichub is gazuk is vus. And if I did say it's a now, okay, which means he learned over the years to plead the fifth. All right? So I tell him, what do you mean? But there's Dina the Malchus Dina. See, he says to me, unverzukt. I said, where are you living? Are you living? Where are you? Which country are you living in that Dina Malchus doesn't apply to you? So he says to me, when Sidua Makis Medina, there's no halacha because you're mekabel on yourself, and therefore that's part of the Kabbalah. If you're mekabel on yourself not to follow in business Dina de Malchus Dina, that's the rule. You mekabel, that's what you mekabel on yourself. That's what he said. I'm just telling you a story. Oh, but then you have to pay for it. Now, why? Let's talk a minute. If it's Marcus Medina, you could always come and say, it's not me, it's you. We're all in this. There is such a halacha. It's not the time to details of this point. All I'm trying to bring out is that he was explaining that sometimes when you do business and it's understood that we're not going to follow Dina the Malchus Dina.
Meaning both of them understood that the Kabbalah.
Or the rent wasn't being declared and it was off the books. That situation, that you can't tell me, the government says.
Meaning if it was
I
built,
love you.
It was built.
I love you. You finished and you... on the shiur.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.